From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Emily Rooney-Well. It's all about the mayors today. I'm sitting here in the studio with Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone, and he's going to be talking about MIMBY in just a minute. If you don't know what that is, that's a good tease. First, we're going to be checking in with Boston City Hall's new mobile office. They're calling it City Hall to Go. It's a truck that allows visitors to do things like pay taxes, parking tickets, get birth certificates, marriage certificates, apply for parking stickers, register to vote, among other things. Joining me on the phone is Catherine Lusk, the program organizer for City Hall to Go. She's on the truck right now. Where are you, Catherine?
Hello. Hi. We're parked right now in Boston Common, just near the Frog Pond.
And how's business? People coming up?
Yeah. Yes, today we're really focused on raising awareness and just getting the word out there. We're going to be on the streets full-time in the spring and just letting folks know that we're coming.
Well, how will people know where you are day-to-day? If they don't want to truck down to City Hall, there's no parking, as you know, at City Hall. There's no way to, you know, just do business easy there, which is why you're doing this. But how would anyone know on any given day where you are?
Sure. So we're actually going to have GPS on the truck. And the plan is that our cityofboston.gov/cityhalltogo website will actually have a map with our location on any given day.
Hmm. But if I'm in, Beacon Hill and you're in Hyde Park, that's not really going to help me.
No. The focus really is primarily for folks who are in sort of the farthest reaches of the city. So a lot of the neighborhoods like Hyde Park and Mattapan and West Roxbury, neighborhoods where it is a bit farther for folks to go to get downtown. And our idea is really to bring city services directly out to the neighborhoods and out to the communities.
So for the most part, you're going to be in some of the more far-flung neighborhoods.
We will, although once we get our permanent schedule worked out, our plan is to actually circulate and hit all the neighborhoods. Because in addition to providing direct city services, the kinds of things you can do at City Hall, we also just want to do outreach with the communities, get information out, share information about all the services that are available through the city, including things like Boston Centers for Youth and Family, registration at Boston Public Schools, and a whole host of other things.
Because a lot of these services you can do online, paying your taxes, your parking tickets, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And we are no replacement for that, but we do hope that there's a lot of residents who may not have access to the internet, either at home, you know, or at their workplace. And in our case, we can really assist them in completing applications and getting documents. But we also see ourselves as a source of information. So sometimes people just want a human interaction with the city, and they can certainly get that by calling us at City Hall. But in addition, we just want to be a visible face of the city and of Mayor Menino out in the neighborhood.
By the way, I noticed one of the services is that you can apply for a parking sticker, but you can't get one. I just had to go through this because I got a new car. I was actually very efficient. I have no arguments at all with my experience down at City Hall, but I did have to take like 3 hours off from work just to get – I know, it's crazy, but, you know, to get there on your hours and all that stuff. So you can apply for the parking sticker, but you can't get it.
That's very true now.
Why not? Why can't you get it? That's the most frustrating thing.
Well, what we're hoping – so right now, we're really in our pilot phase. And so we see our pilot phase as we're offering what we can at the moment, and we certainly hope to get feedback from residents. And if you all say, we really want to be able to get our parking sticker at the truck, then we'll make it happen.
I know, because, I mean, you have to do everything. You know, you have to provide everything up to your, you know, passport, social security number, you know, proof of birth. I mean, it's like I checked that list about 40 times before I went down to city. You got to bring the old sticker with you. I mean, it's like those things are like gold.
Very true. And also, you know, service requests that come in on the truck now and while we're still in the pilot stage, all of our staff members at City Hall have said, absolutely, we'll be sure to expedite any requests that come in on the truck, and we want to get things out to folks, you know, in person or in the mail in a really prompt fashion.
Well, Catherine, how many of you are on the truck at a time? Because if you get a line, how's that going to work?
Sure. Right now our plan is to have anywhere from 2 to 4 folks on the truck at a time. Our hope is, and the input from residents and from departments at City Hall, is also to have expert staff. So I'm sure there'll be times when we might have people from inspectional services or other city departments. We're there to provide not necessarily just general service, but very sort of expert advice.
What kind of a vehicle is it, by the way?
Sure. It's a Northrop Grumman Curbmaster, which is a former SWAT vehicle that had been decommissioned by the police department and was sitting idle.
Oh.
And we just thought we'd put it to good use.
So you didn't, you know, cough up another $80,000 for this thing or something?
No, it was actually a very low-cost investment, as I said, because we just had the truck sitting around in the parking lot, and we thought, here's a new way to use it.
Okay, so, Catherine, just to be clear, today is kind of a, you know, a test drive, but you're not going to actually be out there every day until the spring.
That's correct. For the moment, for the winter, just like a food truck, which is a part of our source of inspiration, we'll have lighter hours and more event-based focus in the wintertime. And then our plan is to go out with a full suite of services in the spring, summer, and fall.
So like April 15th or something, whenever the street cleaning starts?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
All right, Catherine Lusk from Boston City Hall. She's on the City Hall To Go truck right now. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.